With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Cuomo. Cuomo, my goodness! Nico Cuomo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Hey, my name's Nolan Hubbard, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Tune in to Word Labs Out Loud, your weekly writing spark on CFRC 101.9. Join your host, Arrow McCauley, for a free-flow show where words, ideas, and music mingle. Each week, we sit down with one of the local authors and artists leading writing workshops through the Word Labs program. They'll share their stories, their insights, maybe even a few secrets of their craft. Get your pens ready. After the chat, you'll get writing prompts to stretch your imagination, all set to a soundscape designed to help you focus, relax, and create.
Hi, I'm Rick Mercer from Rick Mercer's Monday Report. You're listening to CFRC Radio in Kingston.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. It is the 10 o'clock hour here in Kingston, Ontario, and we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are now listening to The Mood with May. And today in studio, we're joined by a very special guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, everybody. I'm Maddie. So excited to be on here. We got a good episode coming up for you guys.
Yeah, Maddie is a newer volunteer, going to be starting a show soon, hopefully. Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Keep your eyes out for that one. Hopefully they give me a microphone and they and like, please, guys,
give me a microphone. Today we are going to be doing a very important episode, very significant episode in today's day and age, and that is Radio Free Palestine. We're going to be talking a little bit about what has been happening in the Gaza Strip, a little bit of like background on that, and then we're also going to be playing some Palestinian artists as well as artists in support of Palestine. And that's kind of what's up on the docket today, so we're going to get right into that. To start things off, I'm going to make you go first.
You're going to make me go first?
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, this is an extremely serious topic, very close to my heart, very close to many people's hearts. What we're seeing right now, I guess the UN finally declared it for what it is. It's fully a genocide.
Yeah.
It's been like the displacement, the occupation of the Palestinian people, the Palestinian land for almost a century now. So there's quite a bit of deep history with that. Obviously, I might not be the best person to speak on it, but everybody needs to be saying something at this point in time.
Yeah, I feel pretty much the same way. Like, it's not, at a certain extent, it doesn't feel like my place to talk about it, but somebody needs to talk about it. And I think that there are certainly a lot of people that are talking about it, and more people are acknowledging what's happening. There's a lot of people that are recognizing what's going on, but we are, at this point, many years down the line. As Maddie mentioned, this has now been declared an act of genocide by the UN. Previously, they had confirmed that they're in a stage five famine, which is like beyond the point of recovery. Like, people's stomachs have actually just like, they can no longer get the proper nutrients.
Yeah, like, once they get the food, if they do eat it, their bodies are just not going to react properly unless they're in the proper environment to be reintroduced to these things.
Yeah.
And guess what? Like, hospitals, medical facilities, they're under attack, man. Like, these people can't get access to the care that they need.
Yeah. And on top of that, I just read some headlines and some articles this morning talking about how now they've cut off access to communications, to internet. So a lot of the creators that we've seen out of Gaza that have been trying to shed light and trying to raise money to bring food into these communities are now losing access to that one point of connection to the outside world, which is really unfortunate. Mm-hmm. And it's also unfortunate that we have so much in the way of communication. We have so much that we've seen online through social media, on, you know, a lot of independent news sources have been reporting on this for years. Mm-hmm. And it's taken this long to call it what it is.
Yeah. And we're finally calling what it is. And I just really hope that we start doing something about it, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see what unfolds with that one.
Yeah. There's a lot of nuance to this, and I don't feel that, like, from my background and my connection to this, that I can cover all of that. And there's a lot of groups on campus that have been doing a lot of great work.
Yes.
Around this.
There's so many amazing groups, so many voices that we need to and should be uplifting, which I hope we're doing, highlighting some Palestinian.
Yes.
Artists that are actually more connected to the cause than I say we are, and
yeah,
more knowledgeable. But yeah.
Yeah. And one thing I will say before, I guess we should have said this before we got into it, but these views are our own, but also informed by communities that we're part of, informed by news sources and reliable journalists and people who have been reporting on this for a long extent of time. And this doesn't necessarily reflect the views of the station. They're not liable for our opinions and what we're saying on air today.
Mm-hmm.
But that being said, there is a lot of things that have been happening at Queens in terms of protests, in terms of people coming on campus and protesting the fact that there have been investments into things that are connected to this. And Maddie's going to get a bit into that, I guess, in the next talk segment before we get into a next few songs. But the fact that these people who have been, you know, protesting nonviolently, I'd like to say, like, I think that holding a flag up and, you know, talking to people on the streets and informing them of what's happening and handing out flyers, that is a peaceful protest. They are not inciting violence. They are not telling people to go and be violent. They're telling people to be informed. And they're trying to inform not only the students, but the public in and around Queens and in the broader community. And there was violence enacted against them by people either hired by Queens or people on campus that felt that they did not have the right to talk about that, which is really unfortunate, especially at an educational institute. You'd think that we would have more perspective and more opportunity to speak on global events, especially that are as dire as this.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess we'll get into the first few songs so that we can get through our entire set list today, fingers crossed. The first song that we have coming up is by a Canadian Palestinian artist that a lot of us should know and love already. This is Nemesis with her song Misconstrued off of the Verbatim album. This came out in 2024, in and around this time, actually in September. And this song is kind of the one that she's been using online to talk a lot about the silencing that has been happening to artists, specifically Palestinian artists in the music industry. For those of you who don't know, Nemesis actually finished this album independently because her label dropped her.
Mm-hmm.
After speaking out about Palestine and speaking out about the things that were happening in the Gaza Strip. And, you know, she's come out on the internet and said, like, okay, now all of these celebrities are acknowledging it and it's okay. But this caused me to, like, have uncertainty in my life and uncertainty in my career. And I would just like to mention that Nemesis did win the Juno Award for, like, one of the album awards for Verbatim last year. So that's a wonderful achievement by her, especially to have faced that hardship and to persevere through it and release that music independently. And she has gone to Palestine in the interim to kind of talk about that and platform what's happening over there. Very active online and talking about everything that's happening in general. After that, we have Prostitute with Attempted Martyr. This is off of the album of the same name. This is a group out of Michigan in the U.S. This is more post-punk And this entire album is kind of just talking about the experience of being Palestinian in the current climate. It also came out in 2024 in October. This is the only non-explicit album on the track, but, you know, there's other tracks on here that I think are also specifically relevant in this context, Judge, M. Dada, Body Meat, etc. And they have performed at a lot of benefits for Palestine, raising money and raising funds to go and try and send humanitarian aid, to send food and medication when they can across the border, which, as we know, has been blocked by IDF soldiers and Israeli armed forces. And then finally, we're going to finish things off with a track by another Canadian Palestinian artist. This is off of the album Zaytoun by Haytham Hadar. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. This is more of like a classic vocals situation. And this is a cover of a Fayrouz song, Libarout. This was arranged by Haytham, and then there's also other people on the track that have supported this. And for those of you who don't know, Fayrouz is an icon in Lebanese music history. This song specifically was written during the Lebanese Civil War and about, you know, having a sense of pride and nationalism while your country is actively under siege and falling. And I think in this case, it's relevant because it's also being covered by a Palestinian artist. But that's the first few songs that we have coming up for you. I hope you enjoy, and I hope you take this time to reflect a little bit on what's happening in the world today.
Thank you. صخرة كأنها وجه بحار قديم هي من روح شعب خمر هي من فكيف صار طعمها طعم نار ودخان لبيروت مجد من رماد لبيروت من بلد حمل فوق يدها أطفأت مدينتي قنديلها أغلقت بابها أصبحت في المساء وحدها وحدها صخرة كأنها وجه بحار قديم أنت لي أنت لي أزهرت جراح شعبي أزهرت دمعة الأمهات أنت بيروت لي أنت لي
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Liberoot which was a Fairuz cover by Hitham Hidar, a Palestinian-Canadian artist. Before that, we had Prostitute with Attempted Martyr. And then at the very top of that set, we had Nemesis with Misconstrued right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. We're about 20 minutes through the hour. Today's topic is Radio Free Palestine. So we've been talking a lot on current events that are happening over in the Gaza Strip, been highlighting a lot of Palestinian artists and artists in support of Palestine. And I'm joined in studio today by Maddie.
Hello.
So they are going to take the mic for a little bit and talk a little bit about things that have been happening at Queens and in and around the Queens community.
Kingston. Yeah, guys. So in Kingston, we've got quite a few really great groups that are pretty outspoken about Palestine. They're very knowledgeable, obviously more knowledgeable than me about these things. But they have some social media presence. And I came across SPHR, Queens page, which is a group. And then we also have Labor for Palestine that exists within Kingston. And if you go to the SPHR Instagram, SPHR Queens U, there's a bunch of links on a link tree. And specifically what I'm going to read off, just a couple of things, is they have an Excel sheet that has a list of recommendations for divestment, just companies that Queens has been investing in that supports Israeli occupation. So we've got things like Coca-Cola, we've got Amazon, Canon, Caterpillar, Chevron Group. What else we got here? ExxonMobil. So, yeah, just a list of things to kind of divest in. Divesting in apartheid is kind of a big part in the movement. So if you want to take it to your personal life, your everyday practices, I know that there's things that people are not supporting anymore. So say McDonald's, Starbucks, a lot of people are boycotting those companies.
I believe that there's lists online as well.
Yes.
If you look up like divestment Palestine, they have like a full list of all of the companies, and then a lot of them have alternatives. So there's like a lot of makeup companies, food companies, beverage companies.
And it's also like an opportunity to support like independent or maybe smaller owned businesses instead of giant monopolies, which is great, guys.
I'll have to find the website, but I believe there's one that also has like a map and you can put in your community and it will give you like local alternatives within your own community, and it's sort of crowdsourced. So that's obviously a really great tool, and you know, supporting small businesses is obviously amazing, but in the case of divesting from an apartheid and a genocide, I mean, there's no better reason and no better time to start.
There's so many resources on the internet, guys. So just a quick search, you can find, see what you can do.
And especially like a lot of brands in the grocery stores, just being mindful of how you're consuming. And, you know, at the end of the day, I feel like something that's always been said in the movement is your dollar does a lot. It dictates a lot.
It really does. We live in a capitalist society, man. What you pay and purchase, it kind of dictates.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do want to participate in petitioning Queens to divest from companies, definitely reach out to some of those pages that Maddie had spoken about. They have a lot of resources. You can sign petitions. You can join protests. There's a lot of ways without actually going in person.
Yeah, it's like whatever you're comfortable with. Of course, everybody has different tolerances and abilities to contribute. But yeah, anything is appreciated. Just do your best, you know?
Yeah. And the one thing I will say is if you do see anybody protesting on campus, you know, if you have time, stop, check in with them, see if there's anything they need. Those are kind of our frontline people on campus.
Yeah.
And really, you know, like we had mentioned previously, there's been violence enacted against them by, you know, police services, by security, etc. So they're really the ones that are sticking their neck out in a lot of ways and putting, you know, their own well-being on the line.
Yes.
And it's nice for them to know that there's people that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely recommend that. But without further ado, we're going to get into the next few songs. Maddie's going to get us started with those.
Yeah. Okay. So the first one that we're going to get into, it just won a Polaris Prize, right? For the song of the year?
Yes. It won the SoCan Polaris Prize.
Okay, gorgeous. Well, that's Gaza is Calling by Mustafa. Now, Mustafa is a Sudanese Canadian artist based out of Toronto. And I think it's important when we talk about Gaza, we talk about Palestine and genocides happening, also recognizing other places in the world that are also struggling with kind of similar violence against them. So Sudan is definitely a place to highlight. Gaza's Calling is a amazing song, amazing artist. And then after that, we're coming up with Dami Falastini. So this one is by, I can't read that. Can you read out that artist name for me?
Sakin.
Sakin, yes. So this is a sample from, I think it's like a Dabka song, like a traditional song that people dance to, by, I think it's originally by Mohammed Asif, I believe his name is. And it's kind of like an alternative version of that one. And then coming up after that, we've got Zane. She is a Jordanian-Palestinian artist with Bali. She does a lot of blends between like R&B and kind of more Arab sounds, which is absolutely gorgeous.
Awesome. And I will say one of the things that Maddie and I bonded over when we first met was talking about, you know, our love of Arabic music and, mm-hmm. you know, more Arabic Palestinian artists.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This has been a great way to introduce Maddie on air.
It's beautiful.
And a very significant topic, and I'm happy that we were able to use this platform for that.
I agree.
Without further ado, we'll get into it with Mustafa and Gaza is Calling on CFRC 101.9 FM.
كل الناس تعبت So that was Gaza's Calling by Mustafa. Then we followed it up by Dami Falastini by Sakin, and then Bali by Zayn.
This is The Mood with May on CFRC 101.9 FM. I'm joined in studio by the lovely Maddie, and we have been doing Radio Free Palestine, highlighting a lot of Palestinian artists, Palestinian-Canadian artists, and artists that are in support of Palestine while talking about some important topics surrounding what's happening in Palestine and Gaza currently, giving some headlines, some background information, some groups in and around campus and Kingston that you can go to help support the cause. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could throw out some more resources, I guess.
Go for it.
For all of my bookworms out there. I'm currently working on 100-Year War on Palestine, which is a great book. It's giving great historical context if you kind of want more of an understanding what's going on. I've also recently picked up The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, which is also supposed to be a very informative book with lots of information. And then there's, if you're into more of like a shorter read, kind of like a different outline, you can read Freedom is a Constant Struggle by Ms. Angela Davis. This kind of connects what's happening to Palestine to many other things that are happening in the world, such as like militant police, the prison industrial complex system, kind of talking how all these things are connected and kind of who's benefiting from this sort of thing.
Yeah, I think that the best thing that we can be doing as a society, especially because we are privileged in living in a country where we have access to mm-hmm. not only all of these resources, information, but also just access to, you know, a healthy way of living, relatively. Mm-hmm. I think it's our duty to be educated and be informed.
Yeah, education is everything, guys.
Yeah. And honestly, I mean, like, I've talked about this previously, media literacy is so, so incredibly important, mm-hmm. especially in a day and age where, you know, for years people were ignoring an act of genocide that's only now, like yesterday, been declared as such. Mm-hmm. And you really need to learn how to not only read between the lines of like what the media is giving you, but also understand what things mean and understand and be able to think critically of what's happening around you, not relying on other people to tell you how things should be or how things should look.
Yeah, and I feel like critical thinking nowadays, it's not as emphasized on, and it's totally, I mean, not your fault. It takes a lot of time and a lot of energy to be able to research these certain things, think critically about things, reflect. But yeah, just try your best with that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we'll get into the next few songs for the sake of time, mm-hmm. and then we'll come on quickly to say goodbye and wrap things up. But for anybody who has been out there listening, thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to what we have to say. There are a lot of groups, like we've mentioned a couple times throughout today's episode, that have a lot more information, a lot more resources, and a lot more like actual ties to the Palestinian community. Unfortunately, like, we don't have all of that context, and we never will, mm-hmm. Just because we do come from the privilege of not being part of that community, the privilege of being white women.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, just a couple of white women with a microphone, guys. Yeah. So obviously direct your attention towards people that are actually know more than us, we need to be uplifting those voices.
Yes.
For sure.
And that's part of why we came on today, is to talk about what's happening and to direct you to people who have that information, have that context, and have those resources that you can rely on to educate yourself. The next few songs that we're going to get into super quickly. So we're going to kick things off with Saint Laurent and Soul Band with On This Land. This is off of Saint Laurent's album from 2024, Dira. And this song talks a lot about, you know, like Palestine. Obviously, Saint Laurent is a Palestinian artist. Talks a lot about Palestine, talks a lot about like his connection to Palestine, the fact that like the land has literally been taken from Palestinian people, not only in 1948 with the creation of the Israeli ethno state, but also continually being sieged
and taken from Palestinians since then, and most rapidly in the past couple of years, and in the public eye nonetheless. After that, we have Dana Salha with Ben Bladak. I don't know. Do you know how to pronounce that?
I feel like... No, actually. Okay. Yeah.
Apologies for the pronunciation. And then we're going to close that set out with Wolf Wolf by Mahmoud Jir and Aljira Muna, which was another one of Maddie's selections. Do you have anything that you want to add?
Anything I want to add? No, these, I guess, my last two selections there, they're both Palestinian artists. So, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. All right, we're going to kick things off with Saint Laurent and On This Land.
Sorry, I panicked and said white women.
سوف نحيا هنا سوف يحلو النغم موطني موطني
That I'm uncomfortable in English, but every day I tell myself that it's a privilege, cause I can talk about the way my people living, and I'll do it on this beat, cause I know you wanna listen. I've seen children with a vision turning numbers on your TV screen. I've seen dreams and hopes of a college degree turn to dust and get buried up under all this debris. Our biggest weapon is our family trees. We didn't choose to live this life overseas. I hear the sounds of the bombs in my sleep, but I never in my life heard the sound of defeat. Cause we are a nation of displaced dreamers, heritage keepers, overpaid leaders. By definition, we are overachievers, underpaid teachers of life. Can you hear us? And if you have a problem with me speaking up, tell my assistant, cause I'm fun. Imagine thinking you can censor us.
جدرك مع الجدري زيتون. شو صاير فيك ما في زي حبيب صوت تناديلي صوت تشكيلك بروحي لي تلقى روحي فيك فتح العيون عيني تشوف كيف عيونهم ضلها لي أنا بنت بلادك بنت أصول أنا ريحة بلادك مني تشوف شو ما تشوف باحد تشوف زي يفتي بروحي
مكان في فلسطين نجوم بتسمة فلاحين شدين الهمة بكل أرض خصبة هم يرفعوا السلام الرد بنفس العملة شعب مع كلمة حلوة هم لمح من تاشة شجر زيتون مخروس بكل محل طبعا يطلع بعينين الأجداد وغوص بين صور كانت واقع إلهم خيال إلنا يا ليت فلسطين تعود يوما صامدين هون بين صور تحكي عن حياة غير مياه عذبة طير يبشر بالخير المسجد حد الدير الهدمة بسيطة الناس بريئة تشكر الله بالنعمة تلعن الشيطان بالمصيبة كان الناس تحكي عربي توكل عربي أمل يانا يخترعوا ماكينة زمن أرجع لأرضي لشعبي أصرخ بأعلى الصوت ذئب بحذر السائل حذر الجبل من وقت سائل لحد ما اجت وجوه تسمع تطنى وجوه مرت نكبة الفلاحين بكل ارض خصبة لحد ما صاروا بالمخيمات صاروا بعين الحلوة الزيتون مغروس بكل محل لحد ما تعرف عجل رفض لغمة صار مخلوع بكل محل المسجد حد الدير لحد ما المسجد صار بار والدير مصنع دخان الدير يعبر حدود ليهدي على غصن الشروق يطلع من حصن الغروب يغرق بحصن المياه العذبة اشتريها من الدكان والناس مقهورة وهي المتهومة بالإرهاب العولمة ما حد من العالم الأمور العادية الحياة صعبة خلت الناس صعبة على العموم جيب عالم يخدني جولة بالزمن أصرخ ذئب حذر السائل حذر الجبل من وقت سعب احنا اولاد شباب مسنين امهات اباء كلنا نحلم بفلسطين احنا الجيل المش عارف مش راضي ينسى فشلنا جولدا مئير اتذكرنا كل القصة صعب تمحي الغضب لما الغضب عنا بالورثة بدهم يسكتونا بشقفة جيبنا مفكرنا عرسة احنا من فلسطين احنا لفلسطين مش رومانسي الموضوع الموضوع حق ولاجئين وحق تقرير مصير ما يصير نسيان على العهد باكون ما يصير المال على العهد باكون يا بتعملوا فينا محرق يا دولة للجميع بس احنا احنا على العهد باكون يوم رح يجي نلف وجوهنا لناجي نهدي ضياء لتوفيق نرحل لحيفا مع كنفان قول للزمن ليرجع ليقدم انا رح اجي ومعي ملايين الكل يصرخ كفان
and that was Wolf Wolf by Mahmoud Dure and Aljira Muna. Before that, we had Dana Sala with Bent Bladak, which I hope I'm pronouncing correctly, but apologies if not. And at the very top of that set, we had Saint Laurent and Soul Band with On This Land right here on The Mood with Bay. This is CFRC 101.9 FM. We're about 5 minutes out from the close of the hour. So we're going to quickly give you some more resources. Our episode today has been Radio Free Palestine. I'm joined in studio by Maddie, and she's going to read out some more resources just as a quick recap, and then we're going to close it out with one more song.
Yeah, just a quick recap. If you want to look on social media, if you have Instagram and stuff like that, SPHR Queens is a good handle to look up. Also, Labor for Palestine. There's also a Queens Divestment for Palestine as well. Some books to read if you're interested. The Ethnic Cleansing of Palestine, as well as the 100-Year War on Palestine, as well as kind of related, Freedom is a Constant Struggle.
Thank you so much for listening in, for going through this journey of Palestinian artists and artists supporting Palestine with us. Hopefully we played some tracks that you enjoyed and you'll go and look further into their discography and what they're doing out in the community. If this is your first time sort of engaging with any media surrounding Palestine and what's happening in the Gaza Strip, then I strongly encourage you to check out those resources, educate yourself, and kind of just understand what's happening and how you can support. There's lots of different ways, from divestment to active protest. Just make sure if you are going out and protesting at any point that you're being safe, you're covering your face, and kind of just protecting yourself and helping protect others around you. Mm-hmm. It's a community effort, for sure.
For sure.
But without further ado, we're going to get into the last song. This is a group from Toronto, pop group called Kazdura. They do a lot of just like Arabic pop, and this song in particular is TTTT off of their most recent album, Goyam. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. So definitely, I hope you enjoy, and thank you for listening in. And catch me next week, same time, same place, 10 a.m. CFRC 101.9 FM. This has been The Mood with May and Maddie.
تسبح everybody. We're Hello. Stereo Lab.
My name's Tim.
And I'm Laetitia.
And you're listening to
CFIC,
the best radio station we've ever heard.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge?